Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Thursday Shiur at the Young Israel of Woodmere. Just a calendar, I'm on mute. Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Thursday Shiur at the Young Israel of Woodmere. Just a calendar reminder, there is no Shiur next week. I believe the date is Thursday the 26th of January. There's no Shiur next week, not on Zoom, not in person. So if you have friends who join and they're not here, please let them know that the Shiur is on hiatus next week. Okay, that's number one. Good morning. Okay, number two, this Shiur is dedicated. I am dedicating the Shiur to my husband's paternal grandmother, 21st Yurtzeit, which is tomorrow, Erev Shabbos, Chof Zayin Teves. Shir should be Yizchus Aliyah Neshama for Chana Malka Bas Naftali Alaha HaShalom, my father-in-law's mother, Neshama Shavan Aliyah Nezechira LaTova. She should be Ameli Tzal Yoshar for the whole family, Rebisoros Tovos and Simchas, and only good health and Yerushanachas. Okay, let's get to our learning. Okay, I'm going to begin in an unconventional way. I made a Shahakalah before I started. Now I have to figure out where to put this. I'm going to begin by quoting from this little book. It's called How to Break Up with Your Phone by Catherine Price. This is not a Jewish book or a Jewish author. How to Break Up with Your Phone. The truth about multitasking. One of the most common defenses of phones is the idea that they're making us better at multitasking, and in doing so, we become more efficient. Unfortunately, this is not true. There's actually no such thing as multitasking, which is simultaneously processing two or more attention-demanding tasks because, because our brains can't cognitively do two demanding things at once. When we think we're multitasking, we're actually doing what researchers call task switching. Like cars making sharp turns, our brains need to slow down and switch gears every time we stop thinking about one thing and engage in another, a process that has been estimated to take 25 minutes every time you do it. And I'm not just talking about multitasking at work. Though most of us probably intuitively know checking email while in the middle of a difficult task does not help our productivity. I also mean multitasking we engage in all day, glancing at Twitter while we're also watching TV, looking at our email while we're also on the phone, flipping quickly through apps while waiting in line to order lunch. You might think you're able to simultaneously listen to your friend and respond to a text, but you can't. You know when you're responding to a text and your friend or family says something, you're like, because really you've been in the middle of typing and they said something that requires a response. In fact, we're often shifting the focus of our attention so rapidly, we never give ourselves time to get in gear to begin with. When's the last time you spent 25 minutes just doing one thing? Not only is this making us unproductive, it's affecting our ability to think and problem solve. It's also mentally exhausting. And that's not all. In 2009, Stanford researchers, led by Clifford Nass, published a groundbreaking study in which they evaluated a self-described heavy multitaskers' ability to perform a variety of tasks. So they studied people who self-described themselves as heavy multitaskers. The researchers hypothesized, while multitasking might be draining at first, over time it must make your brain better at something. They assumed that heavy multitaskers in their study would be better than the control subject, at ignoring irrelevant information. They would be better at switching efficiently between tasks and organizing memory. But according to Nass, the researchers at Stanford were wrong. Quote, "We were absolutely shocked. It turns out multitaskers are terrible at every aspect of multitasking. They're terrible at ignoring irrelevant information. They're terrible at keeping information in their head nicely and neatly organized. And they're terrible at task switching from one task to another. Perhaps worse, one would think if people were bad at multitasking, they would stop," Clifford Nass wrote. "However, when we talk with multitaskers, they seem to think they're great at it. They're totally unfazed and totally able to do more and more. Nash's conclusion, we worry that heavy multitasking may be creating people who are unable to think well or think clearly. This itself is alarming, says Catherine Price, especially when you consider that multitasking, or at least trying to multitask, is exactly what our phones encourage us to do. Not to mention the fact that NASA's research was published only 2 years after the first generation of iPhone was introduced. And it appears that by weakening our attention and shortening our memory, our phones are damaging our ability to single task as well. Please open up your Chumash to Perek Tes of Shemos, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Chapter 9, verse 17. I'm also opening up. At the end of this week's Sedra, we have Malchus Barad. The first of the seven plagues appears in this week's Parsha. And at the end of the Sedra, we have the plague of Barad. Okay? Let's look at the Psukim. Perek Tes is right at the end of our Sedra, Parshas Va'erach. We have Dam, Svardea, Kinim, Arav, Dever, Shechin, Barad in this week's Parsha. Arba, Lokus, Chochach, Marchuk, Makas, Bechoros is in Baal. So this is the plague of Barad, the famous hail. Page 336 in this Chumash to make it very easy. Page 336. So in Pasuk Yudalid, Hashem says that Moshe is going to say, because this time, Pasuk Yudalid, I said Tes Yud Zayin. Let's just go back. Tes Yudalid. Because this time I'm sending all of my plagues into your heart and your servants and your nation so that you will know there is no one like me in the land. Because now I'm sending forth my hand. It will strike you and your nation. But Deborah, no, that's not where I want to be. Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Ches. Hineni mamtir ka'es mechar barad kaved ma'od. Behold, I am going to rain down at this time tomorrow, barad, very heavy, asher lo haya kamohu b'mitzrayim lemin hayam hivasta v'ad ata. There was never anything like it in Egypt from the day it was founded till now. V'ata shlach ha'ez es miknecha, v'es kol asher lecha basada, kol ha'adam v'habehem asher yimatza basada, v'lo yesef ha'baisa v'yared aleim habard v'mesu. So there's a condition. You can save your people and your cattle if you send your cattle and your people who are in the field inside. If you gather them into your house, they will not be smote down by the barad. If they stay outside, they will be struck by the barad. We know it was a very famous barad because it was fire and water together, and they will be killed. Pasuk Chof and Chof Aleph. Look at Psukim Chof and Chof Aleph. I just want to see one thing. Happens to be the first two psukim on your handout. Perek Tes, psukim chof through chof aleph. Hayare es devar Hashem me avde paro. Those who were God-fearing, who feared the word of God from the servants of Pharaoh, heinis es avadav, like from the word vayana sachutza, Yosef ran outside. They ran inside their servants and their cattle, el habatim. The God-fearing took the warning. They knew Barad was coming, and they ran inside. They gathered inside their servants and their flocks to the houses. Va'asher lo sam libo el dvar Hashem, and those who did not place their heart, meaning they did not pay attention to the word of God, va'ya'azov es avadav, and he left his servants, va'es mikneu basadeh. And then the Barad comes, Pasuk HaBeis, Hashem says to Moshe, stretch your hand over the heavens, there will be Barad in the whole land of Egypt, upon man and animals and herbage of the field in the land of Egypt. And Moshe stretches his hand, and Hashem gave thunder and Barad, and fire is raining down to the ground. Okay. I want to talk about these Psukim, Chof and Chof Aleph. Hayare es devar Hashem, me avde paro, Heinis es avadav es mikneo el habatim, va'asher lo sam libo el dvar Hashem, va'yazov es avadav es mikneo basada. These do not seem to be like opposites. What is the pshat? If you want to tell me the God-fearing brought their servants into the house, then it should say, and those who were not God-fearing left their animals and their servants in the field. What is the opposite of being God-fearing? Ha-yare es dvar Hashem. So the opposite should be, va-asher lo yare es dvar Hashem, va-yazov es avadav es mikneh basada. Shouldn't that not be the opposite? Why is the opposite one who feared God? Why is the opposite of one who feared God, one who did not pay attention? Rabbi Zevra says that the first category is those who are God-fearing. The opposite of being God-fearing is someone who is not paying attention to life. He may be fearing God, but he's not attentive to what God's message is. Instead of thinking about what God is telling him, what people around him are saying, he chooses to go about his life the way he desires without attention to the word of Hashem. The opposite is not what we would expect. Someone who is a Yirei Shamayim hears and understands and tries to listen to the word of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the other person is oblivious and goes through life without taking notice of the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you look at Medrash Agadah, which is right there under the Psukim on your handout, Hayare es Dvar Hashem. So the fact that it is in Lashon Yachid makes the Medrash pick up on the fact that it's talking about a specific person. The Medrash is saying, Hayare es Dvar Hashem, he who fears the word of God, Ze'iov, Va'asher lo sam libo, and the one who did not pay attention, doesn't say asher lo samu libam, but lo sam libo, he did not place his heart, Lashon Yachid, Ze Paro. This is referring to Paro. We know that Paro had, I never learned into the sugya in depth, so, but we know he had different advisors. Paro had Bilam and Eov. Who was the third one? Bilam, Eov? Was there a third one? Yisro, thank you very much. Correct. I never learned in depth. Maybe one time I should, probably. So don't ask me questions on it. But Eov was one of Paro's advisors. And Eov was a Yirei Shamayim. The Medrash tells us, Hayare es Dvar Hashem, in the singular, was Eov, Paro's advisor. But the one who wasn't paying attention was Paro. Va'asher lo sam libo. Barad was the seventh Makkah. The river had been turned to blood, not red water, blood. It stank. The fish were dying. They had nothing to drink. Even if they tried to buy from, the only way they could get water was to buy from the Israelites, the Medrash said. If an Israelite was holding a cup and there was a straw, two straws, and the Israelite was drinking, he would drink water, and the Mitzri would drink, and he would drink blood. And there were frogs which invaded their ovens and every part of their homes and their very selves. And everything in the country turned to Kenim, and there were wild animals, and there was pestilence, and there was boils. Egypt was being totally decimated. And next week, Sadra, by Arba, the Egyptian Khartoumim say, Atarim Teda ki avda Mitzrayim, how blind can you be, Paro? Do you not see what is happening to our country, to our people? Egypt is on their way to utter ruination. Paro was living in Egypt just like his countrymen, just like his advisors, just like his astrologers and his wise men. He saw surely that Egypt was being physically, geographically, environmentally, politically, economically ruined. It was being decimated. He chose to not pay attention. Va'asher lo sam libo ze Paro. It's a person who is not paying any attention in life. He chose to look away and to see a different reality. And one of his wishes and his desires, what he wanted became primary, and what God wanted was totally irrelevant in his life. And that is the opposite of Hayare es Dvar Hashem. There is Hayare es Dvar Hashem, just like the opposite of day is night, the opposite of black is white, the opposite of sun is moon, you know what I'm trying to say, the opposite of old is young. The opposite of Hayare es Dvar Hashem is Asher lo sam libo. To be God-fearing is to pay attention to what the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us. To be God-fearing is to be present, to focus, not only on the word of Hashem, but to people around us and to the world around us. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin, which is the next source on your handout. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Hamahalech Badarach Vishona, one who is walking on the way and learning, he's studying, Umafsik Mi Mishnah Sova Omer, and he stops his learning and he says, wow, Ma Na'a Ilanza, how beautiful is this tree, Ma Na'a Nirza, the Bartanur explains, how beautiful is this newly plowed field, Ma'ala Alav HaKasuv Ki'ilu Mishchayiv Benafsho. The Torah considers it as if he is chayiv with his life. So what did he do? He was walking on the way. He was learning. I don't know. He's holding, you know, a mishnah to go, a pocket-sized chumash. We, Baruch Hashem, all have them. And he's learning on the way. And he stops his learning. He interrupts his learning. He says, how beautiful is this tree? How beautiful is this field? The Torah considers it as he of chayiv benafsha. What did he do so bad? So a friend of mine, Shani Gerlitz, a number of years ago, offered a very interesting interpretation that's totally not the pshat, but really, as you could see, stuck in my head for all these years. It made a big impression on me. And she said, perhaps the Mishnah is telling you that he notices the tree, but he doesn't notice a fellow Jew walking alongside him. He's so caught up in himself, he's not paying attention to the person next to him. He who doesn't, he notices the Mishnah, the learning, then he stops, he says, what a tree, the fragrance, it's thought, look how beautiful the plowed field is, but he doesn't see that there's a fellow Jew right next to him who's either trying to talk to him, or needs him, or is in pain, or wants to share his joy. And he who is walking, but is so self-absorbed, that he's caught up in his own world without noticing other people around him, he is ki'ilu mischayiv benafsho, because he doesn't notice that there is somebody else who is walking right next to him. It's compelling to note that hayare estavar Hashem, of Sham Sherfal Hirsch points it out in his commentary to Devarim Chaf Hei. Devarim Chaf Hei, Yud Zayin through Yud Tes, are what we call Parsha Zachar. Zachar is Hashem Salach HaMalik. And there Rav Shamsher Fall Hirsch in his commentary to Chumash points out that to be God fearing is to see God. It's the same word. Rav Hirsch, who is very, very much focused on the etymology of words, the Shorashim of words, which is really from studying Rav Hirsch, while making me so focused on studying Shorashim and words when I study Chumash and Lashon HaKodesh. Rav Hirsch points out that to see and to revere God are one and the same. If one perceives God in his life, then you will revere God. And if you revere God, then you should see God. And if you don't see God, then you're not going to revere God. Zeparo, hello sam libo. What's the first thing that Paro says when Moshe appears in last week's Sadra? Parakei Pasuk Beis. Moshe comes and says, Elkei ha'ivrim nikra aleinu. The God of the Hebrews chanced upon us. And he said we should go for these 3 days. Kavayantif. And what does Paro say? Mi Hashem asher ashma bakolo. Lo yadati es Hashem v'gam Yisrael lo ashalech. I don't know God. Asher lo sam libo, says to Medrash, is paro, because he wasn't paying attention. And if you're not paying attention, you won't see the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you certainly won't revere the Ribbono Shel Olam. It is compelling to note, hayare estavar Hashem, like we saw in Perek Tes Pasuchof, can either be translated as the one who fears the word of God and the one who sees the word of God. To revere is to see the Ribbono Shel Olam. One of the greatest challenges we face today, this year is not giving anyone mussar. It's a challenge I face as well. As a society, one of the greatest challenges we face today is being present, paying attention, and focusing.
What?
Mindfulness. One of the greatest challenges we face today is being present and paying attention. We are all asher lo sam libo. If it makes you uncomfortable, makes me uncomfortable too. If you think it's not relevant to you, either you're at tzadekes hador, or you're not being intellectually honest. It's one of the greatest challenges we face today. My daughter went to a shiur earlier this week by Rabbi Moshe Weinberger, Shlita. It was advertised as a shiur on Shalom Bayis. And she came home and she said, it was more on relationships. She showed me her notes. He was talking more about relationships in general, being present. He said that kavana, we talk about kavana betfila. Kavana is not only understanding the words, which it is, one aspect of kavana, but the second aspect of kavana is knowing you are standing before the Ribono Shel Olam, being mindful of being before God. Rabbi Weinberger said, we work very hard on the first type of kavana, understanding the words. We buy art scroll, Koran, Feldheim, whichever sitter you like that has the translation. We work very hard on analyzing the Amida, insights into the Amida, translation of the Amida. We work less on the second part type of kavana, which is just, even if you don't understand the words, which I'm not recommending, but even if you don't understand the words, it's just knowing before whom you are standing and being mindful of where you are. He said, we are working very hard on the first type of kavana, but what about the second type of kavana, which is shivis kashem lenegdi samid. My son told me last week in Yeshiva Gadol, it was so funny, this year actually took me much longer to prepare than I anticipated. Much longer. So it was Bashir, my son, called right in the middle of when I was preparing it for Yeshiva to say hello. They said, oh, I said, I'm just writing up what you told me. So it was good he called because he clarified. Last Shabbos in Yeshiva Gedola, Rabbi Kotowitz spoke, and he says he thinks it was in the name of Rabbi Avram Shar. Rabbi Kotowitz's shmooze was about being misboning, to pay attention, to think, to be present. I was thinking that it's interesting that the word misboning is from the word bina, to have intuition. To be present means you use your intuition properly in relationships. And Rabbi Kotowitz said that the avodas perach of Paro, listen to this, was simply, my son just told this to me, I couldn't believe it because you're going to see how it relates to the shir. This part I didn't even remember that he said that. The avodas perach of Paro, said Rabbi Kotowitz at Yeshiva Gedola, was simply to make the Jews not pay attention. That was avodas perach. They shouldn't pay attention. To work mindlessly at their slave labor. How beautifully that ties into the medrash that says, Asher lo sam libo was who? It's on your sheet. Paro. His whole goal in life was just go through life without being misponing, without being miscaving, without paying any attention. Don't be hayareis tevashem. Why do you need to see God in your life? If you see God, all of a sudden you're meshuvah to God. Then you have to revere God. And if you see the Tzelem Elokim in others, you have to pay attention to others. Someone who's walking on the way who's learning, and he stops his learning, not to say to his fellow Yid, can I help you? Are you okay? Do you need a listening ear? To say, how beautiful is that tree? He's Mischai Benafsho. So Shani Gerlitz, perhaps it's because he's paying attention to, he's so self-absorbed that he's not focusing on anything around him or anyone around him. So Rabbi Kotowitz said, in the name of Rabbi Avram Shor, said my son, that the avodas perach haparo was simply to make the Jews not pay attention, to work mindlessly at slave labor. It ties in beautifully to the Medrash Agada. Va'asher lo sam libo, first source on your handout, ze paro. That's how he lived his life, and that's where he wanted Am Yisrael to live their lives. Rabbi Kotowitz said, we must use our minds with intent and focus. People simply are not misboning anymore. Even something, he gave an example. My son was telling me the shmooze over on Motzei Shabbos when he came home. Even something like driving directions. Rabbi Kotowitz gave an example. Which is not inherently a ruchniistic task. It's not inherently a ruchniistic task. Okay, you could say you're driving to the Gadol to get a bracha, but lemaisa, driving directions. It used to be, Rabbi Kotowitz said, when we drove somewhere a short distance, you could figure out how to get there. You would need to pay attention to the roads. Today, you don't even need to do that anymore. No one needs to be misponing. No one needs to think. You put in the address, even if you're going 5 minutes away. Why should you think about where you're going? And I told my son, when he told me that on Motzei Shabbos, I told him that growing up, you know how many phone numbers I had to memorize? I memorized every, because you spend time on the phone with your friends, your best friends, your acquaintances, every time you wanted to go out somewhere on the weekend with your friends, everything was a phone call. Remember those days? We hardly even remember them. So you had to memorize everyone's phone numbers, your grandparents' numbers, your aunts and uncles' numbers, your parents' numbers, your father's office number, your friends' numbers. I told my son, I don't even know my three children who have iPhones, I don't know their phone numbers. My eldest, my daughter, and this son's twin, I don't even know phone numbers. The phone numbers I happen to know, like, I'd say my in-laws, those were the days before I had a phone, so I had to memorize the number. We're not Miss Boning. I used to have to remember what time I put a quarter in the meter and what time I had to be back at the car. Now Siri tells me what time, well, she's going to wake up because I just said Siri. What time I have to be back at the car. Catherine Price writes in her book, How to Break Up with Your Phone. One second, please. Catherine Price writes in his 2010 book, The Shallows, What the Internet is Doing to Our Brains, journalist Nicholas Carr wrote, if you were to set out, this is in 2010, it's 13 years since then, if you were to set out to invent a medium that would rewire our mental circuits as quickly and as thoroughly as possible, you would probably end up designing something that looks and works like the internet. If you want to rewire our mental circuits as quickly, as thoroughly as possible, in 2010, in his book, The Shallows, Nicholas Carr wrote, you would end up with something that looks like the internet. Catherine Price says, today, I would argue we can take this even further. If you wanted to invent a device that could rewire our minds, create a society of people who are perpetually distracted, isolated, and overtired, if you want to weaken our memories and damage our capacity for focus and deep thought, if you want to reduce empathy, ma na'a, ilan zeh. What about the guy next to you? If you want to encourage self-absorption, if you want to redraw the lines of social etiquette, you would likely end up with a smartphone. We live in a world that is ravaged by inattention and lack of focus. We live in a world ravaged by inattention and lack of focus. And not only does it affect our relationship with others, it affects our relationship with God, because a yid needs to be misboning and miskaving in a avodah session. When you make a bracha, you should think, what am I eating? Who am I making a bracha to? Why am I making a bracha? When we daven, it's not only to know the translation of the words, because we are more educated than ever in history. It's to know before whom I am standing. When I do a mitzvah, I need to have kavana of the mitzvah. It's very interesting that by the burning bush, Vayar Hashem kisar lirot, Hashem saw that Moshe turned to see, and God called to him from the burning bush. Vayomer Moshe, Moshe, and what did Moshe answer? What? Hineini. Here I am. I am present. I am here. There's a famous Gemara in Maseches Sukkah. It's on your handout, Nun Gimel Aleph. It says Sukkah 53a. It's a famous Gemara with a famous Kasha and a famous Teiretz. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Amru Alav al Hillel Zakin. It was taught in the Braisa. They said about the great Hillel Hazakin, Kishahaya Sameh Basimchas Beis Shul Eva, that he would rejoice. And Chazal say, Mishalo Ra'as Simchas Beis Shul Eva Biyamav, Lo Ra'as Simcha Biyamav. The rejoicing at the Simchas Beis Shul Eva and the water drawing festivals was something like we never saw. It was a tremendous celebration of Simcha and Avodas Hashem. Samech de bechagacha vayisach samechach. So Tanya, Amu alav al hilo hazakin. Kishahaya sameach b'simchas beis ha-shoeva, when he was rejoicing by the simchas beis ha-shoeva, Amar Kain, he would say, im ani kan hakol kan, vim eini kan mi kan. He would famously say, if I am present, everything is here. Everyone is here. And if I am not here, who is here? So the famous kasha is, what is Hillel Bal Gaiva, that he's saying, if I'm here, You know, I'm the greatest thing since Adam. And if I'm here, everything is here and no one else is needed. And if I'm not here, no one is here. But the famous answer fits very nicely into our shir. Hillel was saying, when I am present, I am fully here. Im ani kan, if I'm going to be here, hakol kan. The entirety of myself is here. I don't know, you never did this? You get a phone call, so when you see the phone's ringing, you pick up the phone. This is only here during shir because it's a recorder. You should know that by now. So you get a phone call. And while you're on the phone, the person's talking. So what do? You open the phone, and maybe you check an iMessage, or maybe you check a WhatsApp, or you check an email, or you check what the weather's going to be, because I can multitask. I could be so efficient. How much attention do I need to pay to the story that the person's telling me anyway? I could do other things. Im ani kan, Hillel said, if I am here, hakol kan, I am entirely here. The im ani kan, and if I am not here, mi kan, then no one is here. If I am not entirely present, then it's like I'm not here at all. But if I'm going to be here, I am totally here. The last source on page one, it was out of order. It was the pasuk where Moshe says, Hineni, here I am. I just said I have them on your source sheet in a different order. These source sheets have shemos. You are welcome to keep them, but they do have shemos. We're not up to page two yet. Another friend, oh my gosh, not everyone is muted. How did that happen? Oh dear. I muted everyone in the beginning. I don't know. I guess not. Something got through. Okay. Another friend of mine, Chaya Feldstein, a number of months ago, there was some sort of a SIFA for women and technology. I was not there. But they gave out this like magazine publication, like more than just a magazine. And it was called Nikadesh, Let Us Be Sanctified. And I almost read through the entire thing. She gave it to me. I was very, very appreciative. My thanks to Chaya Feldstein. And I read through the whole thing, and there was a lot to learn. And there was quotes from Gedolim, and research articles, and insights, etc. So C.B. Weinfeld, she's an author of Jewish books. She's a columnist and an author. C.B., that's how it goes, C.B. Weinfeld. She writes in this magazine, Nikadesh, it isn't just witnessing the self-enforced isolation that addiction to technology entails. It's not just witnessing the self-enforced isolation that addiction to technology entails. How those affected slowly distance themselves from normal life and forget the everyday pleasure of old-fashioned conversation, of give and take. The other day, true story, I was texting my daughter. She was upstairs. I was in the main floor. And she replied, and I replied, and she replied, and then I replied. And I was writing Baruch Hashem. That was my last text. And she walked into the kitchen. I didn't realize that she was coming downstairs. And I still type Baruch Hashem to my daughter who walked into the kitchen. I had to finish the text, but she was right there. Why couldn't I just look at her and say, Tamar, Baruch Hashem? Our brains are rewired to constantly be with a lack of focus. No, this is she was walking into the kitchen, and I had to finish writing. I didn't write BH. I wrote out Baruch Hashem, but she's here. So just look at her, put down the phone, and say Baruch Hashem. It's not just witnessing the self-enforced isolation that addiction to technology entails. How those affected slowly distance themselves from the normal give and take, the everyday pleasure of old-fashioned conversation. It's watching people's casual interactions change. That pleasant communication is replaced by grunts. Aha, you're talking to someone and they're saying, aha. It has become natural for people to sit next to each other, yet be in their own universe, completely oblivious to someone else's pain. You've never seen four people in a row and all four people are on their devices. If you tell me no, you either live on a different planet or you're not paying attention. It has become natural for people to sit next to each other, yet be in their own universe, completely oblivious to someone else's pain. That's exactly what Shani Gerlitz proposed on the Mishnah. Call him a halich b'derech. Vishona, and he's learning. Umafsik mi Mishnah, so v'omer ma'na'a ilan zeh. Wow, look at this status. Ma'na'a nir zeh. Look at this Instagram post. What about the person sitting next to you? C.B. Weinfeld says, pleasant communication is replaced by grunts. It is completely natural for people to sit next to each other, yet be in their own universe, completely oblivious to someone else's pain. In a world of instant connection, where everything one can desire, literally, is available with a tap of a button, the old-fashioned values of dignity and refinement are becoming obsolete. Something astonishing occurred to me. The entire narrative of Yetzias Mitzrayim illustrates for us that the Geula was facilitated because the main characters who facilitated Geula were misbonding. I'm going to show it to you. It's way more than I even thought before I started preparing Shir. They were focused, attentive, and present. They were Hayare Estavarshem Yare, key word. Underlined, bold in my notes, Yare. They saw and they revered the Almighty. The very opposite of Paro. The frequency of the usage of the word he, she, they, God saw is astonishing in the narrative of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I thought of a few. When I started to go through the psukim, I couldn't believe the frequency of the usage of the word Yare in the Egyptian narrative. I'm going to screen share for those people at home, but you can also turn to your Chumash. I just have to find it. No, that's not what I want. You're on page 2 of your handout for people who are here. Okay, it's unbelievable. This is really unbelievable. In Parak Aleph, if you have a Chumash, you could turn if you're interested, or you could just use your hand up. In Parak Aleph, Pasuk Tesvav, Paro calls them Yaldos. The name of one is Shifra, the name of the other is Pua. And he says, when you birth the Jewish woman and you see on the birthing stone, if it is a boy, he shall die. If it is a girl, she shall live. Parak Aleph Pasuk Yud Zayin on your handout. At home, can you see that I am sharing with you? Yeah, okay. Vatir ena hamiyaldos es elokim. Hayare es devar Hashem. The miyaldos were that can be translated as both God-fearing and God-seeing. Therefore, velo asu kasher diber lein melech Mitzrayim v'techayena es hayaladim. Mas because of mazon, because they were paying attention, they saw what was happening, because they were God-fearing, Hayare es devar Hashem, heinis es avadav es mikneu habaita, they didn't listen to the king of Paro. The next pasuk tells us, pasuk of Aleph, oh, there's a typo in my handout. It says 122. Just for your reference, it needs to be changed. It says 122. That's not correct. It's 1-1. It's 121. Okay, Parak Aleph Posuch of Aleph. Vayihi ki yaru hamiyaldos es Elokim. It was because the midwives revered and saw the Almighty, and therefore he rewarded them. Vate kuhuna levi an malchus. Because they were attentive and present. They were in the moment. They were focused on the task. The boys were saved because the midwives were literally Hayare Eskvar Hashem. They were misboning to the plight and the existence of somebody else, focused on the person next to them. Moving ahead to Perek Beis, Psukim Aleph through Beis. Vayerech Ish mi Beis Levi. Vayikach es bas Levi, vatahar ha'ish. I'm using my chumash as well. If you don't have to, but the reason I'm quoting psukim that you don't see there is because I'm quoting the pasuk that focuses on Hayare, but I'm quoting a little bit of context from the chumash as well. And I'm telling you where I started from. Perek Beis, pasuk Aleph. Vayerech ish mi Beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi, vatahar ha'isha, vatele bein, What's the next word? I highlighted it for you. Hello? Vatere oso kitovu. She saw him that he was good. Vatere, vatitzpineo shalosha yirachim. Rashi says, kitovu, nismale habayis kula ora. The whole house was filled with light. The mother saw he was good. So you don't think it's such godless. Of course she saw. It was her kid. So she saw. How many of us today do not see our children? Turn to the final page of your handout, the second comic. This is from the book Nikadesh. I thank Chaya Feldstein for sharing it with me. Milestone moments. 1960. Ah, look, Yitzi's walking. Everyone's so excited. The mother, the child. Do you see? I also thank Mindy Glucksman in the office for making such beautiful copies. Are you on the last page of your handout? Milestone moments. Why are people still turning the pages? It's only two papers. 1960. Ah, look, Yitzi's walking. The mother's clapping. The child's so excited. 1980. I must call Bubi. Look, Simcha took a step. 1990. Ah, Levi stood up. I hope I can get this on the camera. I'll take a few pictures to be sure. 2005. Pinny's walking. Quick, quick, get the camera. We can email pictures to Aunt Hani in Florida. 2015. Gotta put this on the Presser family chat. How cute is that? One response with emojis. So delish. Cutest little guy. Heaven, wasn't he just born? The mother's looking at her phone and pressing heart emojis instead of looking at the child. 2022. Look, Ma. Shmuley's taking a step. Batahara Isha. It's pathetic. It's all of us at one time or another, some of us with more frequency than others. If it's not you, you don't have a smartphone, or you're the tzaddikas hador, or you're not being intellectually honest. Vatahara isha vatele bein vatere oso. She was paying attention. Of course I think my child is beautiful. Every parent thinks their child is beautiful. She's attentive. The frequency of the word yare, when I was preparing this year, I was blown away. When I started to be misboning and think about the shir, I thought of a couple of examples. And then I sat down and started to go through the psukim. I couldn't believe it. The whole geula is founded upon those who are attentive, present, seeing, and God-fearing. And to see and to fear God is the same lashon. Let's go to the next pasuk. Perek Beis, pasuk Hey. So Miri Yocheved is misboning. First of all, the midwives, the Mialdos HaIvrios, are God-fearing / God-seeing. We saw it twice. Vayuki Yaru HaMialdos, Vatirena HaMialdos. Then we come to the baby's mother. She saw. Then we come to Bas Paro. Every major character, biblical personality in the Geula from Shibur Mitzrayim is illustrated as being attentive. The same word appears. It's an entire page. This is only the story of Geulas Mitzrayim. The opposite of Yarei Es Devar Hashem is Asher Lo Sam Libo. We're not paying attention to ourselves, to each other, or to God. Vatered Bas Paro Lechotz Al HaYar. And her maidens are walking by the Yar. Vatered Es HaTeva. Nobody would even notice it today. You would be too fixed on what's happening on your screen. Who would even notice? In the middle of the reeds, a little box is hiding. We wouldn't even see. We would walk right by it. Vatere es hateva. She saw the little box, the ark, in the middle of the reeds. And therefore she sent forth her hand. And she took it. Perek Beis, Pasuk Vav. The next Pasuk. Vatiftach vatir ehu. I bolded all the words here. It has Sheamus, but I worked hard. You can take it on. You can bring it back next 2 weeks. Put in Sheamus if you want. Vatiftach vatir ehu. Two psukim about Bas Paro. Two psukim about the Mialdos. She sees. She's attentive. Someone is crying. She's paying attention. Vatere es hateva, vatiftach vatirehu. The princess was present. She was attentive. She was yare es devar Hashem to the baby. She was misponing. Catherine Price writes in her book, why was she, she's not Jewish, it's not a Jewish publication. I highly recommend it. I read about a Mishpacha magazine of all places and Family First a number of months ago. I read it on Amazon. You should all read it. I read through the whole thing. She writes, why did she, what motivated her to do this research and write this book? She was motivated by one particular incident. She was nursing her baby. At one point, she looked down and the baby's looking at her and she was looking at her phone. The baby is staring at her face and her eyes, and Catherine Price was looking at her screen. At that moment, she was motivated to do this research and write this book. Vatere et hateva betoch hasuf. Bas Paru saw there was a baby. She was misponing to the child. She paid attention. We next to the move to the next major protagonist, Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the first thing you know about Moshe Rabbeinu? Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph. Moving on. Vayihi bayamim harabim haheim. No, that's Perek Beis Pasuk of Gimel. Just joking. Vayihi bayamim haheim. Vayigdal Moshe vayetze el achav. Vayar besivlosam. Vayar ish mitri. It's not normal. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. The frequency of the usage of the word vayare, vatere, vatarehu. The entire Egyptian geula is facilitated because those characters, these biblical personalities, were attentive. Today it wouldn't have happened because nobody would have noticed anybody else. If it's not on the phone, I'm not paying attention to it. By the way, I'm not leaving here and throwing on my phone. I use it for banking. I use it for being in touch with my family. I use it for work. I use it for checking the weather. I use it for Waze. I use it for my recorder. I use it for listening to Shiur. It's not about, so I'm not standing here and saying I'm going home to get rid of this. I'm not. It's not what I'm telling you either. It's just trying to be more attentive, more focused. The Gula would never have happened today. Because everyone would have been so busy ordering something on Amazon, liking something on Facebook, posting something on status, and we would never have even noticed a baby in the river. We wouldn't have even noticed the child. Look, my Yitzi's walking, and she's on her phone. Not even paying attention that the child is walking anymore. What's the first thing we know about Moshe? Vayar besivlosam, vayar ish mitzri. The next pasuk, vayifen kol v'kol, vayar ki enish. Could I make this up? Is this normal? Every major player in the Exodus is narrated as being attentive, seeing. Vayifen kol v'kol, vayar ki enish. Vayar ki enish. He went to see how his brothers were faring. Moving on, the Ribono Shel Olam. Perek Beis, Psukim Chaf Gimel through Chaf Hei represent a bridge between Hester Panim and Gilui Shechina. And it was in those great days when the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel groaned from their labor, and they called out, and their calls ascended to God from the labor. And Elohim heard their groans. He remembered his covenant with the patriarchs. Perek Beis, Pasuk Chav Hei, next source on your handout. Vayar Elohim es b'nei Yisrael, vayeda Elohim. To see is to know. When you see your fellow, you're going to know their plight, if you really see them. God is ever present and ever attentive. We have a mitzvah, v'halachta b'drachav. Sota yudalat aleph, Shabbos kufla megimel beis. God sees and knows. Next, Moshe at the burning bush. This is mind-blowing. It's not normal. I didn't even realize that I prepared the shiur, the frequency of the focus. Of the focus of those personalities who facilitated redemption. Now we come to the burning bush. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Beis. Vayar malach Hashem elav, b'labat esh mitoch hasneh. Vayar, v'hine esneh bo'er b'esh. Makes a point of telling you that by the burning bush, Moshe saw that there's an unusual event happening here. Vayomer Moshe, Asura na ve'era et Tamara Hagadol hazeh. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, Vayar Hashem kisar lirot. Look at this, three psukim. Vayar vihine esne bo'er ba'esh, ve'era et hamar ha'gado hazeh, vayar Hashem kisar lirot. See, be present, attentive, focus. Im ani kan, ha'kol kan. Vim eini kan, im eini kan, what's the end of the Gemara? Im eini kan, mi kan. And then what does Hashem say to Moshe? The midwives paid attention. Basparo, no, his mother paid attention. You might think that's the most obvious one. Rachmana Litzlan, it's not. Basparo paid attention. Moshe grew up and went out and paid attention. God heard their groans and paid attention. Moshe, I'm going through every instance of what the Torah chooses to narrate about 116 years of Shibur. You don't think it's startling that every word, every instance, every character is illustrated and narrated with the same Shoresh? Could I make this up? We have to be present with God and with the people around us in our lives. It's such a challenge. It's a challenge for me too. Very often I put my phone away. My family knows, like, away. Like, they'll say, turn it on silent. It doesn't help me. If it's on the counter, I'm going to tap the home screen when I walk by. I put it on a high shelf over my desk where I'm not tempted when I walk by. And I'll tell my daughter, she's going on errands. It just happened yesterday. I say, I'm not on my phone. I was working. So I said, if you need me, either iMessage me, it comes up on my computer, or call me. Because I'll hear the phone ringing. We're not present. You've never been to restaurants? I know. Please don't email me that you're a doctor and your patient's in labor. I realize there are yotzei min haklal. I am aware. There's an emergency. You're waiting for a call from the principal or the pediatrician. Okay, I know. It happens. We all have those instances. I'll venture to say that every single time we're on our phone at the restaurant table, it's not always an emergency that we're waiting for. Sometimes it is. It happens to all of us. It's true. Me too. Not every time. Moving on, after the burning bush, what does Moshe say to Yisro? I have to go back to Egypt. Why do I have to go back to Egypt? Perek Dal Pasuk Yud Ches. Vayedech Moshe, Vayosef El Yisro Chosnu, Vayomer Lo, El Chonava Ashuva El Achai Sher B'Mitzrayim. Why do I have to go back? If he doesn't say I have to take him out, what does he say? I'm asking you, what does he say? Are you looking in the page with me? Ve'era ha'odam chayim. You know why I have to go back to Egypt? I have to see my brethren. It's mind-blowing. I was shocked when I was preparing this. Really, I didn't even realize the frequency. Perek Dal Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayom Hashem Moshe Belechtecha Leshuv Mitzrayma Re'ei Kol Amovsim. Pay attention to the miracles. Today you go to Niagara Falls, but you can't even see Niagara Falls because what you're doing is taking so many pictures and so many videos that what you're doing is looking at the falls through the screen. What about just looking at the falls and making the bracha? Re'ei Kol Amovsim. There are going to be great miracles happening. Pay attention to them. It's not normal. Perek Dal Pasuk Lamed Aleph. So he goes back and he tells his good Basura Tova. Vaya'amein ha'am. The people believed. Amunah. Vayishmu ki pakar Hashem es b'nei Yisrael. V'chi ra'ah es aniyam. The people understood that God saw their affliction and therefore he sent a redeemer. Bishalach. Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayosha Hashem v'yamahu es Yisrael miyam Yitzrayim. Vayar Yisrael. The B'nai Yisrael paid attention to what God had done for them. They saw the miracle. And therefore, Vayar Yisrael Shayal HaGdol Asher Asal Hashem Mitzrayim, Vayiru Ha'ames Hashem. They saw God's great hand. They revered God. Hayare Es Tavar Hashem Me'avdei Paro Heinis Es Avadav Es Miknei Olabatim. It's not normal. This blew me away. I was shocked. I did not realize the frequency of the usage of this Shoresh in the narrative of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We are not paying attention. We're not paying attention when we're driving. It happens almost every day. When the light turns green and the car in front of you does not go. You know why they're not going? It didn't used to be like that. They're not going because they're on their phone. We're not paying attention when we're davening. We're not paying attention when we're driving. We're not paying attention when our children take a first step. And we're not paying attention in the restaurant to the person opposite me at the table. And I'm not talking about if you have an emergency. Those happen. We get it. I know. The Pasuk tells us, the last Pasuk on page Chaf Dalet. What am I saying? The last Pasuk on page 2. Per Chaf Dalet of Shemos, Pasuk Yud Beis, Mishpatim. Vayomer Shem El Moshe, Ale Elai Hahara Veheyesham. I think it's the Kotzke Rebbe who says this word. It's a famous word. If God says to Moshe, by the time you're Matan Torah, this is Mishpatim, come up to me, ascend to me to the mountain, Veheyesham. Why do you need to say Veheyesham? Obviously Moshe is going to be there. Where is he going to be? God just said, come up to the mountain. He's not going to be a base camp. He's not going to be in his tent. He's not going to be outside the Ananea covered. Where is he going to be? Hello? You're going to be on top of the mountain. If you go up the mountain, you're going to be on top of the mountain. Veheyesham. Why does it say Veheyesham? Be there. When you ascend the mountain, don't physically be on top of the mountain. Be emotionally, psychologically, spiritually connected with what you're doing on top of the mountain. What are you doing? The Eklecha Shalucha Sa'evan. You want to receive the Torah? You can't receive the Torah if you're not present. The HaTorah VaMitzvah Shekasafti LeHorasam. I'm giving you, Moshe, the Torah and the mitzvahs that I wrote to instruct them. You can't be a vessel for Torah and mitzvahs if you're not attentive. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Behei Sham, be present. Something amazing occurred to me. Because you know I love Shorashim. I see the time. I need a couple minutes. I have to finish. If you have to leave, please listen to end on Mayu Torah, because I want to propose a Chiddush here. This really surprised me. I was shocked. This year took much longer to prepare than I thought. And this really surprised me. I did not realize even the frequency of the usage of the word Yare, to fear, to see, to be attentive, to be present, to be misboning in the story of Geulat Mitzrayim. I realized something. Ale Elai Hahar Veheye Sham. It occurred to me that just like the word Am, Aleph Mem, nation, is the same as the word Im, with. Rav Salvechik has a whole piece on why Im, with, and Am, nation, are the same words. Bekitzer, Al Raga Echas, to be part of the nation is to be with your fellow. You see that Am and Im are the same words, yes? Something occurred to me when I was preparing this shiur. The word Shemos is the word shame. Shame is the same as the word Sham. Name, which is what the whole book is called, the Book of Names, is the same as the word Sham, to be present. Ale Elai Hahara, the climax of Matan Torah. If you want to get the Luchas HaEvan, if you want to get the Torah and the Mitzvos that I wrote to instruct them, Heye Sham, be present. It's the same as the word shame, name. Ve'ele Shemos B'nei Yisrael Bai Mitzrayimah. Sefer Shemos is the Sefer of the Heye Sham. To see the shame, the essence, Neshama, Neshama, middle two letters of Neshama, Shin Mem. Heye Sham, if you're going to be present, you're going to see the shame of your fellow Jew. You're going to see his essence and his Neshama, whether it's your spouse, your child, your student, your friend, or your confidant. We must be Sham, present, if we want to continue the legacy of Sefer Shemos. Every single instance that facilitates the Geula uses the same shorsh. It's not normal. I was shocked. What happens by the last Makkah in our Parsha? Hayare es devar Hashem, heinis es avadav es mekneu habatim. Va'asher lo sam libo. The opposite of seeing and fearing God is not paying attention. Look at the first comic. Sefer Shemos is Sefer Veheye Sham. Shame and Sham. You want to see the name of your fellow? Appreciate his neshama. Know his essence. Be present when you're with him. I'm giving myself Musar. Not giving anyone else Musar. You think you don't need it? I don't know what to tell you. Everybody to some degree needs it. phantom phone. This too is from Nikadesh. Mishpachas Globerstein. Bye, kids. Have a great day, says the mother. Where did I put my cell phone? Yikes. What if the office needs me? The kitchen's a mess. She's nursing the baby, feeding the baby. I better find, not nursing. It's on Nikadesh. She's bottle feeding the baby. I better find my phone soon. People need to reach me. I was planning on doing errands. I don't want to leave the house without it. She goes to pick up her toddler from Gan. What if Moishi's trying to call from Eretz Yisrael? Bye, says the Mora. She's not paying attention to the Mora. Yossi, I'm calling my phone from the landline. Who even uses a landline? Check in the basement if you hear my phone while the two kids are doing homework. She's not paying attention to the bottle feeding baby, the kid she's picking up from Gan, or the two who are doing homework. What if Ora's calling to tell me we want 23 free tickets to Israel? What if the agent heard back from the seller? What if President Biden wants my opinion on gas prices? Finally, she says to her husband, I'm a nervous wreck. Should I give money to tzedakah? What if Sarah Le got engaged? Who's Sarah Le? Not her kid, obviously. People are probably texting me and wondering where I am. She finally goes to bed in her robe and her tichel. There it is. She has 14 missed calls. 12 are from her home phone, herself trying to find her phone. One is from AT&T, and one is from Solar Panel USA. She has a text, deadline for the raffle tonight. Another text, Libra shoe sale, 30% off. And finally, WhatsApp, neighborhood chat reminder, alternate site parking tomorrow. I am going to continue to use my phone. I need to continue to use my phone in the world that I personally live. But we need to think a little bit more. We need to be misboning a little bit more. We need to ask ourselves which category we are in. Hayare es dvar Hashem me'avdei paro, heinis es avadav es mkneu el abatim, va'asher lo sam libo, el dvar Hashem va'ya'azov es avadav es mkneu basada. Sefer Shemos, to appreciate the name of your fellow Yid, is Heye Shom. Sefer Shemos is the book of being present. Shom and shame. We all need to pay a little bit more attention to facilitate healthier relationships, healthier Ovdei Hashem. Notice the miracles around us. And Be'ezrat Hashem, facilitate the Geula. There is no shir next week. The shir should be a schus aliyah from my husband's grandmother, Hanamalka Bas Naftali Alel Sham. I will see you in 2 weeks, Be'ezrat Hashem. Thank you so much, everybody.